This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Thanks to the Seaport or Innovation District in South Boston, the city of Boston is one of the hottest startup sectors in the world. But critics argue it doesn't come close to reflecting the area's actual demographics. Now, in Dudley Square in Roxbury, a small cluster of nonprofits and business accelerators are trying to change that with the help of local residents. WBUR's Simone Rios has this Bostonomics report on a tech accelerator focused on African-American and Latino entrepreneurs.
Gilad Rosenzweig wasn't around to witness Dudley Square's economic heyday, but he knows the history, and now he's fighting for the restoration of the area as a commercial hub.
It's always been a business center of Boston. Up until the 50s, it was the second busiest business district in the city. Unfortunately, it had about 40 years of disinvestment and people left.
Dudley sits in the geographical center of Boston. In recent years, the city has injected tens of millions of dollars into the square. It's an area still marked by urban decay, but old buildings are being reinvented as shining towers with new businesses on the ground floor. And various groups are working in Dudley to help reinvent it as Boston's next big innovation hub. One of several business accelerators there is run by Gilad Rosenzweig.
This has been done in Kendall and in the Seaport and in other parts of the city, but it was never attempted in the inner city, in Roxbury and Dorchester.
2 years ago, Rosenzweig opened Smarter in the City. It's a tech accelerator for what he calls underrepresented minority entrepreneurs, mostly Black and Latino. There's no clear data on minority representation in Boston's incubators and accelerators, but many say the proportion is out of whack with the city's demographics. A national study by the Initiative for a Competitive Inner City found just 8% of business incubators focus on African-American entrepreneurs, about the same rate for Latinos. Smarter in the City is based in a small triple-decker outside Dudley Square on Warren Street. The accelerator takes on five fledgling companies for 5 months at a time. The incoming crew includes a startup with a bookkeeping app for small businesses that deal in cash, and one with a website for finding rental housing without fees. At Smarter in the City, the businesses get workspace with fast Wi-Fi, mentorship from industry veterans, collaboration with other early-stage entrepreneurs, and a gateway into the area's startup economy. The Boston Foundation provides funding for Smarter in the City. The foundation's Damon Cox says more diversity in the tech sector would help address income inequality in one of the most unequal cities in the country.
When you look at the incredible, just mind-blowing statistics around the wealth gap, I look at this as being one of the great remedies of that.
And as Rosenzweig at Smarter in the City sees it, diversifying the tech sector requires more than just employing some minorities.
There also, at the same time, needs to be an emphasis on new companies being created by members of communities of color, by women. It has to be equitable at all levels.
Smarter has taught me a great thing about relationships, great thing around thinking through my technology, and also building strategy and working with peers.
Rika Alize got into Smarter in the City's last cohort with her company BeautyLink, a website that links customers to at-home beauty services. It was a stepping stone to get into a much larger accelerator, Mass Challenge. Asked if she would consider opening her business in Dudley someday, Alize says she feels at home working in Roxbury. But after Mass Challenge, it's even more important, she says, to find a common workspace she can share with similarly sized companies.
We don't have that in Roxbury. I need that opportunity to be able to brainstorm with other entrepreneurs that are also in the same stage as a company. And I don't feel like I would be able to get that in Roxbury at this time. I think it's going to take some time before they get to that point.
Alize says Dudley needs more investment and resources if it's really going to become the innovation hub so many are talking about. For a company like BeautyLink, the true test is whether Dudley Square provides the environment needed for the business to thrive. One symbol of change in the square is Dudley Cafe, a hip coffee shop that opened in the ground floor of the newly renovated bowling building. Towering over Dudley Station, the city put $115 million into the building. It headquarters the Boston Public Schools and the Roxbury Innovation Center, with a big vacant space on the ground floor waiting for the right tenant. Mayor Marty Walsh calls the bowling building a gathering place for Dudley Square's growing innovation economy. While that economy takes hold, some of the longtime businesses in the area are having trouble holding on. One of them is a distinctive shop called the Nubian Notion. Sharif Abdul Kalak and his family are closing the Afrocentric gift shop and convenience store the family has operated for nearly 50 years. And that's partly due to all the changes in Dudley Square.
The transformation of neighborhoods, the gentrification of neighborhoods, the acquisition of properties, the improvement of those properties.
Abdul Kalak says rents are going up, and as demographics shift in the historically black neighborhood, there are no longer enough customers for an Afrocentric shop. Neighborhood changes worry many longtime residents of Dudley Square. Laura Hill waits for a bus at Dudley Station.
You're born here, you grew up here, so you want to stay here in the community, you know what I mean? You got people, I know people 80 years old and stuff that have been here all their lives, born and raised here in Roxbury. They don't want to be pushed out. This is all they know.
Whether Dudley evolves into a tech hub powered by native residents or another Boston neighborhood squeezing out the longtime residents is a story that will be told in the years ahead. Malia Lazu heads Epicenter Community, another business accelerator in the square. She says Dudley will become an innovation hub, and it could come at the cost of gentrification.
But how do we mitigate as much as possible? And I don't think Boston is having that conversation in an open and honest way. If you want to keep the indigenous people there, then they have to have a way to make wealth as this wave comes in.
And if things do turn out that way, Dudley Square could become a unique place in the city. For 90.9 WBUR in Bostonomics, I'm Simone Rios.